An emergency fuel waiver has allowed E15 sales at the pump. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
Let's talk ethanol. We got this good news for the fifth or sixth year in a row that's going to help Iowa's 46,000 ethanol workers.
That's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. And on Monday, the Trump administration granted an emergency fuel waiver to allow E15 sales to continue through the summer months, which is effective on May 1st. Ryan Yates, Managing Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, says the decision allows consumers to have more fuel choices this summer.
Because year-round E15 is not a permanent fixture in the United States, it requires a special waiver from the EPA. We're certainly very thrilled that the administrator, the Trump administration, have agreed to grant that waiver, and we can continue to have sales of E15 fuel throughout the summer months.
And Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that
I think this all started with Trump recognizing what was wrong with not having summertime use of E15, hurting agriculture, hurting the ethanol industry. And he started this one-year waiver either in 2019 or 2020. You folks probably know that better, the exact date better than me. And thank God it continued, I think, during each year of the Biden administration. So a big thank you to President Trump and EPA Administrator Zeldin for following through on their commitments to E15 during the summer and nationwide and helping American farmers.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said that President Trump's commitment to farmers and the renewable fuel standard has been a cornerstone to his leadership. E15 is an affordable option at the pump, but it also supports our farmers.
Allowing the sale of summertime E15 helps corn farmers and ethanol producers continuing to build our domestic energy supply. It also advances President Trump's goal of increasing domestic markets for American farmers.
Ryan Yates also agrees that this will help the farmer.
It's a great benefit for consumers to have more choice when it comes to energy. As we've seen over the last several years, the rampant inflation has affected all aspects of life for consumers, for farmers alike. But to be able to have a decision that helps ensure that consumers have a choice when it comes to the fuel that they use to fuel their vehicles, fuel their lives. E15 can be purchased from anywhere from 10 to 30 cents less than regular fuel.
Grassley also commented that,
and I hope this is the last summer driving season we'll have the president issue waivers.
Grassley says this because they are working on an important bill related to E15 that he is co-sponsoring.
And that's because I hope a bill that I co-sponsored, a bipartisan bill that would allow E15 sales year-round and nationwide, that would pass. That bill is called the Nationwide Consumer Fuel Retailer Choice Act. As my colleagues and I continue working to move this bill forward, I hope that President Trump and Administrator Zeldin will remain outspoken in their support of legislation for ethanol year-round nationwide.
The Clean Air Act allows the EPA Administrator to temporarily waive certain fuel requirements to address fuel shortages. As a result of ongoing issues with gasoline supplies, Zeldin determined that extreme and unusual fuel supply circumstances do exist and granted the waiver to help ensure that an adequate supply of gasoline is available. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.